This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is finding itself bogged down in northeastern Syria, caught in the middle of an increasingly dangerous fight between two key allies, Turkey and the Syrian Kurds, with neither side giving any sign it will back down. Further complicating matters, U.S. military and intelligence officials say that they see indications that the Islamic State terror group, also known as ISIS, is finding ways to take advantage of the chaos. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says that President Trump hopes the U.S. will not have to use its sanctions authority against Turkey.
The president is concerned about the ongoing military offensive and potential targeting of civilians, civilian infrastructure, ethnic or religious minorities. And also, the president wants to make very clear it is imperative that Turkey not allow even a single ISIS fighter to escape.
And during a hastily scheduled news conference at the Pentagon, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper Friday became the latest senior U.S. official to voice his disapproval, decrying Turkey's military incursion. U.S. President Donald Trump says Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan is stepping down, adding he will name a new acting chief in the next week. Trump said that McAleenan wants to spend more time with his family and go to the private sector. He said he will announce a new acting Homeland Security Secretary next week and said that there were many wonderful candidates. McAleenan took over as acting secretary in April after Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen resigned, becoming the fourth person to lead the department in 2 years. McAleenan has been criticized by some Trump allies for not being vocal enough in his support of the president's immigration policies and rhetoric. Before serving as acting secretary of Homeland Security, McAleenan was head